From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. We now know South and Southwest suburban homeowners will have to pay a lot more in property taxes, according to a new analysis just released this morning. Suburbs with majority Black populations are hit the hardest. In 2023, South suburban property taxes are up by just shy of 20% on average. That's a new record. In two suburbs, Dixmoor and Phoenix, tax bills have more than doubled. And speaking of that, Cook County property taxes are arriving on time. You'll be able to see your bills online starting July 2nd, next Tuesday. The bills are also being sent out next week. The second installment for tax year 2023 due August 1st. This year marks the first time in 2 years Cook County officials have mailed both installments for a property tax year on time. We are just over a week away from NASCAR's street race, so a heads up about street closures. Right now, the northbound lanes on Congress Circle are closed. And then, starting tonight, Jackson will be shut down between Michigan and Columbus. We'll see even more closures over the weekend. Tomorrow, Balboa will be closed from Michigan to DuSable Lakeshore Drive. And on Saturday, the southbound lanes of Columbus will be closed from Balboa to Roosevelt. A Northwest suburban doctor expected to plead guilty after being accused of stealing nearly $800,000 from health insurance companies. Dr. Mona Hosh, who owned and practiced a women's health care clinic in Hoffman Estates, was indicted on 13 counts of health care fraud. Federal investigators say he submitted fraudulent claims to insurance companies seeking reimbursement for services he didn't actually provide or that weren't necessary, like hysterectomies and other sterilizing procedures. Your forecast today, sunny, breezy, and a cooler 72 degrees. From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.